The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
First talk back of the day.
Does Sparkle Megan seem sparkly to you? Love is blind? What do you guys think? This is Carol in Utah. Personality-wise, she has a personality of a piece of paper. Her shoes maybe are sparkly, her gold shoes, but they're ugly. What do you think? Is she sparkly or what?
Sparkle Megan is not my favorite on the show.
Mine neither. If you have not watched Love is Blind, there's a woman on there, and that's what she leads with. And each time she meets somebody in these pods, she's like, I'm Megan. Sparkle Megan.
My friends call me Sparkle
Megan. Sparkle Megan, as if she's this bubbly, sparkly person, which she is not.
So boring.
Do you think that was an actual nickname given to her? Or she's like, this is my chance. I'm on national TV. I'm going to reinvent myself because everyone's called me boring and mean or whatever my entire life. And now I'm going to change the narrative. I'm going by Sparkle Megan on here, and I'm going to sparkle all over everybody. Because nobody, like, no legitimate person would actually give her that nickname.
Maybe like one person said that. She ran with it for the show.
Yeah.
Because nothing about her is bubbly or sparkly.
No, not at all.
But it does make you remember her, so I guess it worked.
Yeah, but not in a good way.
I mean, I said this to my wife. We watched a little more Love is Blind over the weekend. I said, if I was in this situation and I went into one of these pods and this person on the other side was like, I'm Sparkle Megan, I'm turning around and leaving right there. Yeah. Like, that's it. I already know right there. That's the answer.
What's weird is, like, a lot of the guys they were, like, really turned off by that, too. But now they're the guys that, and I'm only a few episodes in, but they're the same guys that are, like, falling for her.
Fighting. Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Do you guys like the season as a whole, by the way?
It's, my prediction is no one's going to get married at the end of the show. It's kind of messy.
I mean, one or two tops, right? That get married at the end of the thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think there'll probably be one. I'm with, Jess brought this up last week, a little surprised that people were just bailing out left and right.
I don't like that.
From the whole thing with no explanation, which is kind of funny because when they just totally ghost the people that they've been talking to, that's a little bit humorous, you know, watching them like in the thing. Hello?
I know.
That's so embarrassing.
Talk to me. Hello?
I'd be so embarrassed. I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to do that.
I would like an exit interview.
There's like three people that left. Yeah. I don't even think they should be allowed, unless it's like a family emergency or something like that, but... Just because, you changed your mind about the experiment. Too bad. It's what you signed up for. At least finish this phase.
I also think you should have to go break up with not break up. You're not together with them, but you should have to go like, hey, I don't see this. I don't see us sparkling together, you know?
Yes, and tell us, the listeners, hello, you left us.
We're the viewers. We're watching them.
Yeah. I do more than just listen to Love is Blind. But yeah.
Taking the experiment very seriously. Not sight unseen, Graham.
Yeah.
What's weird is that the producers, like, they know when somebody leaves, but they still had the other people go into the pod looking stupid. Like, they could have easily been like, hey, they left.
Yeah.
And, gave them a courtesy, notice.
Right. There's a guy that literally comes out of the pod and is talking directly to the producers, like, hey, there's no one in here.
Is there supposed to be somebody in my, the other thing
in my
here?
Pod?
I want to talk to somebody.
Yeah. So, anyways, that is Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
I like the season.
I do, too. But then again, I like every season just because I like... The show in general. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, JV Show. It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. I just want to say Raiders. Hey, Selena, we got a W. And sorry, Graham, for your loss. Okay, have a great week, guys. Bye.
Bye. Yes, finally got a win. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but does that warrant a Raider? They beat the Titans. The Titans are the worst team in the entire NFL. Do you still go, Raider?
Maybe she's happy for me because I have to chug less.
Yeah.
I guess,
maybe that's why she's
cheering. For Selena, a win is a win.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I'll take anything.
A win, I guess, in the NFL, a win is a win. But, I was wondering if we'd get a flood of Raider this morning. pump the brakes. You beat the Titans. They're trash.
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Oh my God, another helicopter crash. Did you guys see this?
No.
What is going on? So first we had that one in Sac, and then on Saturday afternoon, a helicopter crashed into a pedestrian bridge in Huntington Beach, injuring three pedestrians. One of them was a child.
Jeez.
There's two people in the helicopter, all had to be taken to the hospital. We don't really know their conditions, the details on that. But this is the helicopter was there for some event called Cars and Copters. And that helicopter was supposed to be taking place in the event, but ended up going down, like, prior to it.
I saw a woman that was in that Sacramento one.
Passed away.
Very sad. All right, the 49ers' injury-plagued season went from extremely unfortunate to downright tragic yesterday. The team was in Tampa Bay taking on the Bucs, and in the first quarter of the game, All-Pro linebacker Fred Warner suffered a gruesome ankle injury. It broke. It was dislocated. It was hard to watch. He had to be carted off the field. It's going to require season-ending surgery to repair it. It's another massive loss for the 49ers, who already lost Nick Bosa for the season and have largely been without Brock Purdy, George Kittle, Ricky Pearsall, and Brandon Ayuk this season. Warner is the leader of the defense, the heart and soul of that team, so they look pretty lost without him. They went on to lose the game 30-19.
Oh my god.
Devastating.
Today's weather will be rainy, gusty, and chilly with a chance of isolated thunderstorms. The peak of the storm is going to arrive by midday, and thunderstorms may even bring hail at times. Highs are going to be in the low
20s. What the hail?
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this. Hold on.
But the hail is, possible.
They said we're going to get pounded. During the day today.
Yeah?
This is a lot of rain. Short amount of time.
Be prepared.
Hey, Aquarius besties. Your day today is going to be a 6. You need to avoid distractions as much as you can today. Hard as that may be, you've got at least one serious issue that isn't going away, and it's going to require some intense focus to take care of it. Not good.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Morning Show family. This is Dr. Buddy Lee. Just want to wish you a happy Monday. Yeah, I know you don't sound like you're too enthused about Monday. You sound down and out, but it's another great day. You're alive, you're moving, you're breathing, and everything is amazing. Happy Monday.
No, Dr. Buddy Lee, everything is not amazing. Did you just hear me talk about Fred Warner? His ankle foot was pointing the opposite direction, you guys. The Niners season is cooked. I'm going to be chugging 1,000 times. Everything is awful today. Also, it's Monday, and Mondays suck.
And it's going to rain.
Guess what?
Yeah,
he sucks.
And it's going to rain. Possibly hail. What the hell?
We love you, Dr. Buddy Lee. He's our favorite listener.
Yes.
From
always so positive.
Nashville?
That guy.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's Wild 349. We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Graham, back to you.
I got an email, you guys, with a Halloween costume suggestion for us. So, Selena, I'm going to hand you the shotgun and you can shoot it down if you like. I got, here's the email. Hey, Graham, this is Ray up here from Vancouver, BC, Canada. Just throwing out an idea for you guys. If Jess hasn't figured out Halloween costumes for you guys yet this year, why don't you dress up as Annabelle and the girls can dress up as nuns or priests? Just a thought. Selena?
Wait, I actually kind of like that.
I'm shooting that down.
Only because
we came up with a group costume idea.
Yeah.
That tops everything. It is so good.
But Grandma's Annabelle would be hilarious.
It would be kind of funny. Would people know who I am? Or would they be like, hey, that's Raggedy Ann?
No, they would know.
They would know, yeah. You'd be a very tall Annabelle.
Yeah.
Are we adding this to the list? I mean, do you guys like it?
Dang it, I just shot it down.
Dang it.
No, I think it's a pretty good idea, given that, you know, it's been a topic of the show. And it's a big story this year.
But is it
too soon? Because, like, that guy died. You know, Annabelle killed that one guy.
True. That's what I'm saying.
So, like, that might be, it might be seen as insensitive.
Maybe, yeah.
We'll add it to the list. But I really, really like our other idea.
But, Ray, thank you for the suggestion.
Thank you.
And I did check JV Show number one in Vancouver, you guys.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's a big deal.
Super, super quick, you guys, just because we're on the topic of Halloween. Check out JV Morning Show, our story, because Spirit Halloween, if you're doing a little bit of Halloween shopping today, they have a 20% off coupon that ends tonight. Just that, you know, deal alert. Deal alert.
Nice.
Grammy, I'm
looking for the deal alert. 20% off
JV Morning Show. Have you guys got your Halloween costumes yet for the kids or anything?
No, and I've been, every time I drive by the Spirit in Napa, I'm like, oh, we need to go there. My wife's always like, that sounds miserable. And I'm like, I'll take them. So I need to.
Are you going to take a spooky dookie?
Yeah, of course I am. You have to.
Use your 20%.
Tis the season, Selena.
We already got our family costumes.
Yeah.
And this is like the earliest I have ever got them, but I was like, I found them on Amazon like a long time ago and they were already getting like sold out.
What is it?
I don't want to say. I don't feel like being roasted right now. Maybe tomorrow.
Dang it.
Why not? Tell us.
It's a Monday. I don't feel like you guys making fun of me. I'm tired.
Are you guys all, it's a group costume?
It's a group costume.
Oh, and you're forcing your kids to be something they don't want to be?
No, it's something they picked. So me and my husband, we're being forced to be what
Pokemon
they want to be. God, no.
Minions?
No offense. No, we already did that.
I know, but you said you are letting them pick. Maybe they want to pick the same thing again.
No, it's not that. You guys aren't going to guess.
Well, not K-pop.
Wizard of Oz?
No.
Willy Wonka theme? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
What would be embarrassing for Selena?
I don't see.
Paw Patrol?
No.
Oh, that, did you see
that? Yeah, no. Did you see
that
little pause?
That might have been it. That might have been it. Is it something like that? Like, I'm getting warmer. You'd be like, if this was hot and cold, you'd be like, getting warmer.
It's not a cartoon show.
Oh. No.
Power Rangers?
Yeah, how did you guess
that? Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, how did they guess that?
Wait, how do they know what the Rangers are?
I don't know. Anderson is obsessed. My son.
So is it going to be like...
Is it like still on? Like, is it... I don't know that my kids know what the Power Rangers are.
There's new series.
New versions?
Yeah, on Netflix. But my husband actually got him into it like earlier this year. Like the older ones. Yeah, like the old school.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to be the yellow Power Ranger?
Yeah, I wanted to be pink, but like...
I was joking. I thought for sure you were the pink one.
No, her teenager.
No, my teenager, she's exempt. She's not doing this. She refuses. Oh. Remember, she doesn't want to dress up. But no, my other daughter, Callie, she's going to be the pink one.
Yeah.
And so now I have to be the yellow one.
Oh, yellow. Ooh.
The Power Rangers.
And obviously you have to have a helmet because you... said my costume apparently was
awesome.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a good point. You better have a way better version of this costume because Jess, we made Jess post a picture of her DIY 1 years ago. She looked like a flight attendant.
So
you looked like a go-go dancer.
Your costume.
It was cute for it being DIY. So let me see your
costume. You better have bought the authentic, stage worn, from the set of the actual show. Otherwise, we're roasting.
Your gloves better shoot out lasers or whatever.
Seriously.
It is.
Jess, remember when I guessed what Selena?
How did you guess?
Wait,
that
was so good, Graham.
How did you know?
It's a Monday, my brain. I haven't had any coffee yet, but I just typed into my brain "corny group costumes" and that's what came up. Yeah.
Wow. At least I dressed up with my kids, Graham.
Ooh, shots fired. Yeah.
Wait, at least what?
But at least I dressed up with my kids.
One year, Quinn was a cowboy and I was a stalk of corn.
What about all the other years? Yeah, you're making fun of my costume. You were a corn. You were a corn on the cob.
It was pretty funny. It was like a Western theme. It was a Western theme Halloween. That was pretty funny. I was corn on the cob.
That's hilarious.
That was pretty. That's better than being the Yellow Ranger.
I actually think it's kind of cute. I'm not mad at this year's costumes. Right. I just know you guys are going to have something to say about it.
Well, we will once we see it. That's going to be the determination.
Okay, well, November 1st is when we'll talk about it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. Hope you had a good weekend.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Adam from Brentwood. Graham, I agree with you. I'm enjoying the win against the Titans, but I'm more like, about it because it's the Titans. But I do want to say you got to keep that energy with your Niners. You only beat the Saints and the Cardinals. I gave you the win against Seattle and the Rams. But let's not act like the Niners haven't beaten some pretty bad teams either. And when you guys play playoff teams outside of your division, you lose.
Okay. Let me just first, a lot to unpack here. A lot of shots fired. One, I haven't been touting the Niners as like the greatest thing ever this NFL season. They're without, I don't know, maybe seven of their top eight players and have just been like the injury is absolutely horrific. Now, when it comes to the Niners, like what they've done so far this season, look, they're tied for first place in the NFC West. They're 4-2 on the season. They beat the Rams and Seattle, who are also both 4-2, and they beat both those teams on the road. So as a resume of like wins, yes, the 49ers have beaten the Saints and the Cardinals. And the Cardinals are a pretty good team. They're, they're not great, but they're decent. Like that body of work, I don't know. They were in that game with Tampa Bay and they lose Fred Warner and I don't know.
Right.
Tampa Bay, who they lost to, are 5-1. That's a pretty good team and they lost to them on the road.
I feel like all their wins, they did it with half their team injured.
It feels like more than half. Raiders beat the Titans at home yesterday. The Titans are 1-5 on the season. Oh, I'm not trying to upset the Raiders fans. I'm just saying, like, let's, But Selena, right. you needed that
win. I, for one, am happy because it's one less chug for me. So there you let's go. Just keep it going. Thank you.
They now have much. Two. Raiders are 2-4 in the year, and you picked them to have how many wins this season?
6.
There's still some meat on that bone. You got some work to do.
I know, but at least they, you know, they got another win. I'll take
right.
it.
Right? Yeah. No, you needed it.
Take it. Yeah. All right, Graham. How was the weekend?
It was a really fun weekend. Yesterday, not yesterday, I'm sorry, Saturday, we went to a wedding. Kate's uncle was getting married, and so it was an exciting, fun day. At least I thought it was going to be an exciting, fun day. My wife thought it was going to be an exciting, fun day. And my daughter, she loves getting dressed up, so she thought it was going to be a fun day. Cute. But then you get to my son. He's 8 years old, and guess who was acting like he's never in his life put on a shirt with buttons before and a pair of nice-looking pants that aren't sweatpants? That kid. He lost his mind. I blame the sweatpants era that we are in as a society because I feel like kids just wear, they're either wearing shorts or they're wearing like soft pants. I couldn't tell you the last time I saw my kid in a pair of jeans, if he's really? Ever even put on a pair of jeans. And he swore off. He said, I'm never going to wear jeans. I'm like, just trust me. Someday
Same.
You will.
Same Ford.
So trying to get him dressed for this wedding turned into World War III. Oh. I mean, it was a knockdown, drag-out fight that I don't, you know.
You don't back down from these things.
I hope. No. Well, you're going to a wedding.
Well, I guess I'm not you can't. You have no choice.
You're not going to wear sweats. Like there's things that where he's just like, I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to the wedding. I didn't want to go to this wedding. And these are two things like you have no choice on. We are all going to this wedding as a family. And you are going to dress nice. Like you just have to. There's no, I'm not going to let you show up in sweatpants and a t-shirt. Like you just can't. So don't even, it's almost, I can't convey to him enough. Don't waste your breath on this fight because you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. There is no other outcome. I mean, we got this. I mean, damn near had to pin him down to get the buttons done on this shirt. And then he's like trying to rip it off. And like, there's
oh my
tears.
God.
There's everything. I mean, it turns into this whole thing, you know, and he's just like, and then we finally get it on. And I'm like, dude, you look really handsome. I'm like, look at me. Look at what I'm wearing. You think I want to be wearing this right now? You know, I'm wearing, you know, the same thing as you. It's not comfortable. And I was like, be thankful you're not wearing a tie or something. Guys, dress shirts are miserable when you got to do that top button in a tie. Ooh. I'm like, this is nothing. And it just, I mean, it was terrible. And then he's like, we finally get him dressed. He's like, I can't wear this because I can't sit down in it. I was like, that's just how you'll get used to it. Dress shirts are a little, they fit a little different what you're used to. And the pants are a little more snug. You know, these dress pants. I can't sit down, Dad. How am I going to go? We get into the car. He's like, I can't buckle my seatbelt because I
Are
can't
so
sit
dramatic?
Down.
I can't breathe. I can't walk. My legs hurt.
You guys, the level of drama and stress is off the charts. And I was like, you'll get used to it. Don't worry. Fast forward to later in the wedding. Fabulous time at the wedding, by the way. It was a beautiful ceremony and everything. This kid is on the dance floor. He's doing backwards somersaults.
In the same pants that he couldn't
same
fit in?
Outfit.
Oh, my God.
It was the world's biggest I told you so of all time. And I took multiple videos of him just dancing and having the absolute time of his life. They had a live band at this wedding, and they were playing just like, the music was fun, and like everybody was dancing. It was so much fun. We had a great time. Aww. Congrats to Rich and Deborah, by the way.
Woo-woo.
I just, like, you've never seen a kid have more fun at a wedding than my son. And I just, like, I dunked on him the entire car ride home.
That's
I mean, he was
hilarious.
Asleep for most of it. He probably wasn't. But I was like, you had the greatest night of your life. And you should have just listened to me from the get-go. Why are kids like this, Selena?
I don't know. I had to force my son to go to his own birthday party on Saturday.
What do you mean?
He, like, didn't. He wanted to stay on the iPad and, like, play games. I'm like, you have a whole birthday party. There's, like, people here. Like, go to your party.
Kids.
Oh
but
my God.
Did he go and then end up having fun?
Yes.
And then
of course.
Was it an I told you so?
Of course.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You are going to go to your own birthday party and you are going to have
go
fun.
Now.
And
you're
going to
so
like it.
You're going to turn
it's like
five.
You're already here. You just have to walk
I
outside.
Know. I know. Just go. Go jump or something. Anyways.
So funny.
Why are we parents?
I don't. Well, I mean, yeah. Never mind. Yeah. I didn't plan it, but you
okay.
know.
Oh, okay.
Didn't want to have to say that, but
got
you know,
it.
Hey, it's
got,
a blessing.
It.
It's a blessing, uh-huh. Those kids.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So people think that Charli XCX has responded to Taylor Swift's diss track. So the song Actually Romantic, if you haven't heard it yet, on The Life of a Showgirl, everyone thinks that is about Charlie XCX, and it's this feud that's been going on for a while now that I didn't even know about. I think a lot of people didn't even know that they were beefing, but according to reports, they are. So Charlie XCX made a surprise appearance on SNL. You guys watched SNL, right?
Glued to it, yeah. Obviously.
So Role Model was the musical guest. He was performing Sally When the Wine Runs Out. And I guess after that song, he was like, where's my Sally tonight? And then Charlie XCX comes out, and she was wearing a black shirt that read Max's Kansas City on it. Now, a lot of people think this could be a nod to Role Model because he wore the same shirt in some promos for SNL. Okay. But a lot of people are like, interesting choice, Kansas City, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift. Like, just connecting the dots. What do you guys think?
I think it might be a reach.
Like, but is it again, a shot fired? I don't get, like...
Yeah, I don't know what the shot would be.
Maybe, like, a response to her diss track. I don't know. Maybe mocking her. I don't know, Graham.
I know. I'm just trying to, like, put the...
It's shots fired, but I think it's... I think she had to know that it was going to reference Taylor a little bit.
Just agreed.
Anything with Kansas City.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting because she also knew she could play it off. Like, no, Max... Not Max. He was wearing this shirt in his SNL promo, so that's why I was doing it as part of this performance.
She doesn't seem like somebody that shies away from this feud,
from drama.
Right?
I mean, she's
the one that called Taylor boring Barbie.
Yeah.
I mean, so
allegedly.
That's alleged, or is it?
Well, I didn't hear it from her mouth. Taylor said that in her song.
Got it.
Do you guys think that Charlie will put out a song with a response, like an actual response?
I do think so.
Yeah.
Ooh. I think so. Why for not? Sure. Did you guys see these pictures of Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau? Am I saying his name right? Every time I have to say his name, it confuses me.
Yeah.
So I thought, a lot of people thought that they weren't together anymore after they were seen out for like dinner and drinks. But then, you know, we heard reports they were still talking, but we hadn't actually seen them together until last week. They were on Katy Perry's yacht. She has a yacht. They're off the coast of Santa Barbara. Go Gauchos!
Oh, go Gauchos! Ole, 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 ole.
Gauchos. The canoodling and PDAing that is going on this yacht, he's like grabbing her butt. She's in a little two-piece. They are close. They're definitely a couple.
Do you think this is just strictly couple moment, you know, that we captured? Or do you think it's a, hey, look at us?
I don't think
she knows she's on gonna get photographed, so she wants to kind of rub it into her ex. And
I don't think it's that because after the first date where they were photographed and that really caused them to slow down, they didn't want that attention. So that's why we hadn't seen them out like this. I don't think they wanted the attention on this yacht. I don't think she cares about rubbing it in Orlando's face. From what I've heard is that he is having no luck in the dating world, like, at all, and it's because his personality sucks.
Oh God.
Okay.
So yikes. I don't think there's a need to rub anything in his face. He's doing it to himself at this point.
Any mention of Katy Perry's personality? Or?
No, I have not heard anything about that.
Got it. Okay, just checking. I don't know, you know.
By the way, if you want to see Katie and Justin, we have the photos up, JV Morning Show, on our Instagram of them canoodling on her yacht. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, ex-NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez released from custody yesterday, a week after his bizarre Indianapolis stabbing. He's currently facing a felony battery charge along with a couple misdemeanor charges. If found guilty, he could face between 1 and 6 years in prison. He is, of course, also recovering from stab wounds that he suffered in what they're saying was a fight over parking that he got into with a truck driver late at night. That he was in town to call the Colts. I think it was the Colts Raiders game that he was going to call. Anyways, bizarre situation. That truck driver still maintains that he acted in self-defense. After he was released, Sanchez made his first public comments to the media. He said, quote, right now I'm just kind of focused on my recovery and I just want to thank the first responders. And he went on to thank, you know, the doctors that he says helped save his life. Now, here's where it gets a little interesting, because Mark Sanchez's baby mama, he has a son with 44-year-old Aaron Campanaris, and they have an 8-year-old son named Daniel. She took to Instagram this weekend and basically said, none of this is surprising. She said, I'm aware of the serious criminal charges currently facing my son's father. My foremost priority has always been and remains our 8-year-old son, Daniel. I chose to remain silent publicly to protect Daniel. But she said, now that everything's out in the open, my focus hasn't changed. I've always been concerned for his safety and for what he's exposed to. Sadly, none of this is surprising to me.
Oh, end my quote. God.
So
yikes. This is We're, in character for him.
I guess. Now, look, this is just one person's opinion. They are no longer together. Mark Sanchez is now married and has kids with somebody else. But this, to me, seems very telling because they're saying that, you know, he was slurring his speech and, you know, appeared to be under the influence that night and very obviously very erratic behavior. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if she's experienced something like this before. And that's why she is saying,
whoa,
none of this is surprising. But that's not good news for him, particularly as he heads to a criminal case at some point to face these charges.
Not at all. All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jamie from Concord. I wanted to give a shout out to my husband, Ben. Happy 21 years, baby. And guess what, guys? We met on MySpace. Oh, yeah. All right. Happy anniversary, baby. I love you oh so much. And yeah. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Happy anniversary. She said 21 years?
Yes.
That's a long time.
And on MySpace.
Who gives a fart?
And on MySpace. Did people slide into people's DMs on MySpace? Like
yeah.
That? Oh, they did.
I heard from my grandparents.
Oh, yeah. They told me that. Yeah, about that.
Before we get to What the Bleep, you noticed something about these Katy Perry pictures?
Okay. So in your last trending report there, you're talking about how Katy Perry and former Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau spotted on a yacht over the weekend packing on the PDA.
Yes.
And I was like, I've seen PDA before. I don't need to go look at these pictures. But you really should. A JV Morning Show on Instagram on our story because there's one massive detail you forgot to share with everybody. Yes, they're out on Katy Perry's yacht and she's in a swimsuit and they are locked in an embrace. This dude's wearing jeans and no shirt. He has half a Canadian tuxedo on. Like, what in the Canadian swimsuit is this guy doing right here? How did you overlook the fact that she's in a swimsuit?
I didn't even think anything of it.
They're on a yacht and he's shirtless in jeans.
I honestly didn't think anything of it until you said
to our Canadian listeners, is this what you guys go down to like a pool during the summer and swim in? Because I'm pretty sure it is. Like if Katy Perry invites you out on a yacht in Santa Barbara, you bring some swim trunks, right? But this must be, are these Canadian swim trunks?
Or he hasn't changed into his swim shorts yet.
She is full swimsuit on this point. And they're standing out on the deck and he's grabbing some cheeks. But like he's wearing jeans. Like you don't. What?
But
like,
I guess that is a good teller that these pictures weren't like posed because he probably wouldn't have been wearing this.
But he's Canadian. Yes. This is what.
Yeah, I think you're like, right, Graham. I think this is what they wear. This is what to the beach. This is what they wear.
This
the
is.
Yeah.
These are Canadian swim trunks.
It is. I'm with you. If you want to go see that photo, JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. Let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure.
I know my kids are going to make me put my hand in their again, but it was so slimy last time.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You're sick.
And I just don't like that feeling between my fingers.
Put some gloves
on.
That's
disgusting.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. If you could even come up with a PG guess, please do, because this is a family show, and that word, despite how it sounds, is something radio-friendly. Leave it on the talkback, like Selena said. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess, because we want to be able to shout you out if you've gotten the correct answer, right? But only the first correct answer of the morning wins a JV Show Chug Mug. So get your guesses in quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep is, where you can win a Chug Mug. Just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, you want to leave your guess on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is going to be the winner of today's Chuggy Muggy. And here's today's clip in case you missed it. I know my kids are going to make me put my hand in their again, but it was so slimy last time. Not my favorite. Ugh. Not my
You're
favorite
sick.
Thing to do. Okay, like you haven't done it. Have you?
I have.
Graham!
Yeah. No. Smelled my fingers afterwards too.
Let's go to the talkbacks. Your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Alex from Benicia. Could the bleeped out word be hair?
Hair.
Kids get some slimy hair.
It was so slimy. No.
It does sometimes. It gets a little greasy sometimes. What's your kid's showering or bathing schedule? Is it an everyday thing, or do you like every
it's
other
like
day?
It's like an every other. It's like an every other. And, yeah, and I don't wash my daughter's hair every single time if there's no product in it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Got it.
Sometimes. You know, here and there.
Good morning, JV Show. This is James from Clovis. I think the bleeped out word is slime. Have a good morning, guys.
That's a popular guess. Slime.
I actually like playing with slime. I wouldn't mind that. But slime has been banned from my house. Not allowed.
Why?
Because a bad experience with my oldest, and it was like on the ceiling and the carpet. There's no slime allowed in my house.
Same. My daughter brought out all the supplies yesterday. She was bored while I was watching the Niner game, and she's like, can I make slime? And I was like, if you want outside, go about 200 yards from the house, and you can find a spot over there to make it.
And do not bring it in.
She didn't want to do that.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Earn from San Leandro. I think the bleeped out word is backpack.
Backpack? What would be slimy in the kids,
well, kids, you know, kids.
My kids have, because that, like, they'll get home on a Friday. They forgot they left their snack or their banana in there or whatever.
Ew.
And then over the weekend, then Monday rolls around. You're like, oh, let's get you ready for the week. And you reach into that backpack and there's some funk in there.
That's disgusting. Great guess. If you think you know what that bleeped out word is, remember, this is a family show. It's got to be something clean. But if you think you know what it is, you have a guess, leave it on the talk back on the iHeart app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chuggy Muggy. All right, here is today's clip in case you missed it. I know my kids are going to make me put my hand in their again, but it was so slimy last time.
Really? They like want you to like glove up and like, here, come yeah. on, reach in.
Graham, I think you need to send me something again for this game. If you ever want to leave your guess, you just do that on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app.
Glove up or just... hand straight in there.
No, bare hand. Barehanded.
Disgusting.
I'm not the only one. I can't be. Let's run through some of your guesses now. See if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica calling from Fremont. I believe the bleeped out word is lunchbox. Happy Monday, guys.
Lunchbox is a good guess, considering,
great guess.
Yeah, things left in there over the weekend. And it's all gross and stinky and slimy.
Oh, I hate washing out the little tray thing and the lunchbox and little compartments that stuff has been left in there for days.
Ew.
That's gross.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sean from Fairfield. Is it called GAC?
GAC. Why does that sound familiar?
GAC was...
That was like another... It was like before slime was slime.
Yeah.
Right?
My grandparents told me about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah,
GAC.
Yeah.
It was,
definitely.
Yeah.
You've never heard of that, Jess?
GAC?
Yeah.
Sounds gross.
It was a product that they sold.
I remember
like
that.
Slime. It was slime, right?
What?
I mean, it was...
I feel like it was a little thicker than slime.
Yeah.
Not as runny.
Yeah.
But and that's just what I've heard. I don't know, way before my time.
Yeah, way before my time, too.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lori in Morgan Hill, and my guess is tank. Fish tank, hamster tank. Have a great day. Bye.
Ew. You have a hamster. Does it live in a tank?
No, she has a cage.
Oh, she's got a cage.
She's got a cage.
Sorry, I misgendered her there. So. Selena's hamster's a she. What's this one's name again?
Jelly
Snowball?
Bean.
Okay.
Jelly no.
Bean. R.I.P.
Jelly
Snowball?
Bean. No. We had a snowflake.
Oh, snowflake. That's right. R.I.P. snowflake. Yeah. And nibbles.
Good morning. This is Ange, and I think the bleep that word is pumpkins because of all the, like, gooey... I don't even know what the inside of a pumpkin is called, but all the gooey stuff and the seeds.
Pumpkins! There it is. Okay, so here's today's clip, unbleeped. I know my kids are going to make me put my hand in their pumpkins again, but it was so slimy last time. It was... And it gets all under my nails and stuff. I don't know why I never thought about just throwing on some gloves if I hate it that much.
But it just seems like that would make it even harder to grab that stuff.
Well, don't you use tools to go in there and like, or you just use your bare hand?
I mean, you use the tools, but it's not getting everything. If sometimes the stringy stuff is left behind, you got to go in there and rip it out.
Yeah, it never works. And she said, I don't know what that stuff is called. I tried to Google, what are the insides of a pumpkin like actually called? And the answer that kept coming back is just guts. So like, I think it
really?
Is
really. I thought it was like the
guts.
Pulp. Like the pulp?
I think it's the guts. It says fibrous strands and seeds, but everybody refers to it as guts.
The guts.
I don't
pumpkin
know.
Guts.
So guts.
All up in them. No, those guts.
I feel like pumpkins have... There's something different about, I don't know, over the years, I feel like as they've... changed whatever breed of pumpkins they use. I feel like now when I try to scoop out the insides, yeah, you can get it off, but then the inside like turns into like spaghetti squash almost.
Yes, it's all
strings. Do you know what I mean?
Strings.
Like
yes.
You can never like scrape it smooth on the inside now. Now it just continues to string off.
I know.
So, like, it's so annoying. You never know when to stop because it's never ending. I don't know. There's something different. We must have switched over to a different kind of pumpkin.
You have to use like a regular like spoon, like something that's completely smooth, not like those tools they give you because
with a serrated
it has
edge. Yeah.
Yeah, because then it turns stringy.
It does, but I feel like no matter what I do, it just there's no. You just at some point you're just like, I'm not going to get this thing squeaky clean. It's just going to continue to string off. I don't know. Just a little pumpkin rant for you. I haven't carved a pumpkin yet this year. Maybe it'll be different. I don't know. All right, first, a shout out to Ange. She didn't say where she was from, but she was the very first person this morning to give us the correct answer. Now, there's going to be a lot of people upset this morning because this is going to be controversial.
Oh,
but
no.
The word was pumpkins.
Plural.
And she was the very first person to drop a pumpkins on us. A lot of people just said pumpkin. And that's just being lazy. Add the S on there.
Yeah,
come on, you guys. All right,
it's Monday, but
I'm going to shout out a lot of people that just said pumpkin, and they're kicking themselves because they could have said pumpkins.
Uh-oh.
All right. And TJ in Livermore, he was one of the pumpkin. Owen and Jessica and Gilroy, Michelle in San Jose. Yvonne also in San Jose. Justin, Angelo in Brentwood said pumpkin, as well as Yvette in Pittsburgh. Christopher in San Jose. Kelly in San Jose. Narayan in Hayward. And Yeseni in Elko, Nevada. Is JV Show number one in Elko, Nevada?
Yes.
That's nice win for us. Happy Monday to us. Amy and Marlo, the Wonder Dog from San Leandro, had it so to Rafaela and Hayward. Monica in Pittsburgh. What's up, Monica? What's up? Have a great start to your week. Ellie in Fairfield came with that pumpkin guess as well. Jess, I'm sure some other pumpkin non-plural squeaked in there.
Or is that it?
All right, we covered them all.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you everybody for playing.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We have a talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Gabriel from Richmond. On my way to work right now. I was just wondering, what happened to Friday's podcast? Did Jess forget to upload it, or we didn't record?
What do you mean?
Care to respond, Jess? Gabriel Richmond is saying, where's the podcast from Friday? He needs the podcast, as do a lot of our loyal podcast listeners. If you've never podcasted the show, you should, because there's a lot of it that you miss, and there's a lot of funny stuff, and it's all there. It's all there.
We appreciate you.
Except when Jess doesn't upload it, and then how are you supposed to listen to it? But care to respond?
I do upload it every single day. I swear it's like one of my main priorities, but I see it there at Wild 94.9.
I agree, Gabriel. The podcast is on. I double checked.
Yeah.
Open the iHeartRadio app. It is right there.
It's called Airplane Floor Sprinkles.
Yes.
You'll find out why.
Very funny show. So you should listen to it. Thank you to everybody that podcasts our show. We appreciate it. It helps us keep our jobs, by the way.
That's right. Yeah. Add us as your number one preset while you're there on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah.
Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How was the weekend?
It was great. Thank you.
Good. All right. Well, so let's see if we can get you some tickets. You're about to play the JV Show's Yep Nope game. Jess, will you explain what we're giving away?
Yes, we have four tickets for you to check out the Oakland Roots. This is the last home game of the season, so it's going to be a very fun one. Nice. October 25th.
All right, Michelle. So here's how this works. We're going to ask you four random trivia questions. Just got to get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
I have my son helping me too. His name is Julian.
Nice. All right, little mom-son duo. I love it. When you know the answer, just spit it out, get it out there so you don't run out of time, okay?
Okay.
Here's question number one. The average person has between 2 and 8,000 papillae?
Sure. Yeah.
Which are tiny bumps on the surface of their what?
Careful.
Tongue.
Yep.
There it is.
Good job. Tongue. That's a lot of
papillae.
Yeah, that's a lot of little taste buds on there. All right, question number two. Fill in the blank from this popular nursery rhyme. Hey, diddle diddle, the blank and the fiddle.
Hey, diddle diddle, the...
Julian, help. Come on, Julian, help.
Hey, diddle, diddle, the king, I don't know.
Nope. Oh. It's the cat and the fiddle. Hey, diddle, diddle.
That's Diddy's favorite nursery rhyme, by the way, right?
Yeah, diddler, diddler, hey, diddler, diddler, the diddler and the diddler.
And the fiddler.
Uh-huh.
It's all good. You're allowed to miss one. So, hey, you're still on track. Here's question number three. A michelada is a popular drink that has tomato juice and spices combined with what in there?
Beer.
Yep.
Yep. Oh,
I would
sounds delicious.
Crush
right
one
now.
Of those right now. Absolutely crush.
That was an easy one.
That would turn this Monday around. Oh, she's saying the questions are easy now. Let's see how you do on this last one. Smarty Pants, question number four. DVD, like a movie on DVD, stands for digital versatile what?
Digital versatile disc.
Yep.
Wow.
Nice
yes,
done.
You just got four tickets to check out the Oakland Roots. This is their last home game of the season on October 25th at the Oakland Coliseum. Oh, congratulations.
Nice job. Got it on question number four. She knows her D's. Disc was the answer.
I just want to say my son was so bummed today because he has school. So I told him I'd try to win and call. And I was so excited we called.
Yeah.
So he's so happy.
Congrats, guys.
He loves soccer. He loves soccer, and it's actually his birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, perfect. Well, happy early birthday.
Super exciting,
well,
yeah.
We got you
Who
on.
Gives a fart?
You still got to go to school, though.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
About that. You guys have a great rest of your day. Congratulations. Hang on for that winning. Grammy, we got some shout-outs.
We got a couple of birthday DMs to go through. First one here, sliding into your DMs, Graham, to send a happy birthday to my coworker, Callie. Happy birthday, and thanks for introducing me to the Yep Nope game. And that is from Stacy. That's a good coworker right there telling you, like, hey, there's a really good segment on the best Bay Area Morning Radio Show.
Love
you should
it.
Listen to that.
She's a real one.
Yes. Happy birthday, Callie. Hope you have a great day.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, I'm finally sliding into your DMs. Welcome in for a shout out. She says, hoping you can give a birthday shout out to my twin daughters, Camila and Amelia, who turned 9 years old today. We listen to the JV Show every morning on our way to school and have been hoping for a birthday shout out on a weekday for the longest time. We're so incredibly proud of both of them. They're sweet, kind-hearted, and bring so much joy to everyone around them. Mommy and Daddy and the whole clan of six siblings wish them a very happy birthday, and we can't wait to celebrate later today. Yes, happy, happy birthday to the twins.
Who gives a fart?
Does that mean there's eight kids?
Yeah.
Because it's a twin shout out, and then there's six siblings?
Or is it six altogether?
But like, are they
like
all
twins plus four?
Are you wishing yourself a happy birthday? I don't know. Either way, it's a lot of kids. One more here. Hey, Graham, can you shout out my daughter, Jessica? She'll be playing in San Francisco with her high school marching band for Fleet Week today. Go Pittsburgh High School. High school, let's win. Yeah, go Nighthawks.
Woo!
I don't know what they are. And that is from Susie. Yes, that's an exciting day, Jessica. Don't mess it up.
Who gives a fart?
It's a good
also,
point.
Isn't Fleet Week over?
Today's the last day.
Oh,
yeah.
today's the last day of Fleet Week. All right. Well, yes. I hope they have a great performance. Go Pittsburgh High.
Mm-hmm. All right. Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next. Taylor Swift made a big announcement this morning on Good Morning America. I'll give you those details coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Taylor Swift made her Chiefs game debut. She was at Arrowhead Stadium yesterday for the Chiefs-Lions game, and this time we actually saw her, unlike the other few times she was reportedly there, but like snuck her way inside. Mm-hmm. She was shown on the broadcast this time, so you can see her like in a box suite, and she was there like giving Travis's dad a hug. She was also there hanging with Caitlin Clark. Like, I think that was her guest.
Wait, really? Random?
Yeah, Taylor and Caitlin Clark, you know, just having a little girls' night. But now I'm a little confused. Like, if Taylor went so far as to sneak in behind a bulletproof shield last time and didn't want to be seen, hid from cameras, didn't let any fans, anybody there at the stadium see her, wasn't in a box, wasn't, you know, on TV, why was she okay with it now? Or do you think maybe she wasn't at the game those other times we thought she was and she was sneaking?
Can you remind me if she did this before or after the engagement?
This is after.
Because if it had been before, then I would have been like, maybe she's just hiding that ginormous rock.
No, this is well after.
Isn't
this weird?
Yeah, my takeaway from, well, two things. She wasn't, in past games, we've seen her like kind of front and center, sitting in those seats outside of the box suite, whatever. And the cameras can get just a clear picture of her. This one, it looked like she was like hanging out back inside the booth farther. Like the shot
of her.
Yeah,
she was definitely inside.
The shot of her that they threw up on TV. It's like, you could tell it was her, but it wasn't all that clear. But the other thing that kind of struck me, and I only watched a piece of the game last night, but I happened to catch one of the parts, I don't know how many times they cut to her, but one of the times they cut to her, and it was right after a big Travis Kelce catch, and Travis Kelce looked like he got hit pretty hard on it. And do you remember how she was saying, during the season. I am just so locked in with every play and every single thing that's happened. And she wasn't paying attention at all during that part. She was talking to somebody and not watching the game. That's when they cut to her. That's just what I saw. It was a quick cut away, but I mean, here's your man. He catches a pass in a key moment, and then he got drilled, and she wasn't paying attention at all. But she's so locked in, you guys.
Yeah, she can't do the halftime show. So locked in.
Because she's so locked in and focused with what's happening with every play. Except, well, that play.
Well, that's just the only one that she missed. But she, every other one, I think she was locked in, Graham.
Got it.
But I'm starting to think that maybe she wasn't even there at the other ones.
Oh, but
then who
was
it? Have been?
I don't know.
Or do you think that she saw that it kind of backfired on her and everybody was talking about her after she was hiding, that she was like, well, I guess I shouldn't hide then?
Well, the reason why, remember all the reports were like, it's because of safety reasons. Mm-hmm. She's really spooked and she's been getting threats and stuff. So like, why not hide this time then? I don't know. The whole thing is very weird. By the way, GMA had some big Taylor news this morning. Taylor is dropping two new projects on Disney Plus. The first one is Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, The End of an Era. It's a 6-part docuseries about the tour that's going to show all the behind the scenes, her family, her friends, her opening acts, and special guests will make appearances on it. So you're going to see Sabrina Carpenter.
Didn't we do this
Ed
already?
Sharon, Gracie Abrams, excuse me. No, that was...
I went to the theater. I saw the Eras concert tour movie.
Remember when we saw the Eras concert, we wanted the behind the scenes and not just the
Concert film. Mm-hmm. So what you saw was a concert film.
Got it.
In theaters.
Another film.
This is a docuseries.
About the Eras tour.
Yeah. A behind the scenes look at everything that goes into it.
She's like, guys, we only made like $200, $400, $800 billion on the Eras tour. Is there any way we could squeak out a few more bucks from this thing? Because I'd like to make some more money on it. Another film about it.
At least now it's on streaming and not theaters.
Yeah, so you're going to get 2 episodes at a time for that series starting December 12th. And also dropping December 12th, this is going to make you mad, Graham. It's a new concert film, kind of like the one that you did pay to go see in theaters. But this one is going to have material from her Tortured Poets Department album, because that wasn't out yet theater run was going on. So this is going to have new footage. Oh, so it's going to be different than the theater film.
I'm at full Taylor saturation again. It did not take long.
Both of those dropping December 12th.
Can't wait.
Wait, so, you know. How come she's now going... I guess 12 because of her album? Her 12th album? Because now I feel like I'm seeing a lot of 12. Her using the number 12 instead of 13 like she usually does.
That's a good point.
Oh, yeah, maybe because her 12th studio album. Mm,
I don't know.
12 Possibly. Days of Christmas, yeah. Obviously. 12 months in a December year, 12. Jess. I mean, come on. This is obvious.
True.
Graham?
All right, on Saturday at the San Diego Zoo, one of the gorillas smashed a layer of the protective glass surrounding its enclosure, all while guests of the zoo jumped back, terrified.
Oh, my God.
The 10-year-old Western Lowland gorilla that did it, his name is Denny. He's a real troublemaker, according to zoo visitors. I'm just kidding. They said he and some of the other gorillas were really riled up about something. They seemed to be in some sort of a dispute, probably because one of them liked one of the other chimps' IG posts. And you know that's a big primate community. Mm-hmm. That's a different monkey. I'm not sure what it was over, but guests said they appeared to be taunting each other. And that is when Denny came charging towards the glass, launched himself into it, leading with like his forearm and elbow. One guest said it happened directly in front of her face. She said she wasn't paying attention because she was looking down at her phone, of course. But the impact was so jarring and so loud, it sent her falling backwards as she like dove backwards. In fear, she said, quote, when it hit in front of me, I was so jolted, I fell back a few feet. When I looked up to see what had happened, I saw the gorilla staring directly at me, making eye contact with me, and then a giant crack like 6 feet tall in the glass.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine a gorilla and like he's just smashed the glass and then he's making eye contact with you? Like,
yeah, because he wants to smash your face.
He's sending a message like, yeah. And then they said he ran his finger across his throat like this, like, you're dead.
Stop!
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
He didn't do that. The portion of the glass that shattered, look, zoo officials are like, that's just, it's triple thick. That was just the one layer
Damn
of
glass,
it.
There's you hella thick.
There's two more layers there that did not crack, so there was no danger of them getting out, and they're going to repair that. And I think they've separated some of those gorillas temporarily right now while they kind of investigate. They got to talk to him and see, like, guys, what are we doing? You're scaring the guests here. We're trying
get him some therapy, poor thing.
We're trying to make money off you guys out here. So if you could go back to, like, the cool, like, you know, just
throwing doo-doo at each other.
And wave at each other. That. Scratch yourself. Go back to that routine. That'd be great.
Maybe he was just drunk, because I think we had talked about how gorillas will eat, like,
gorillas and chimps, yeah, they eat fermented fruit.
And so they get, you know, maybe
an angry drunk.
He just had a few too many fruits. Like, leave him alone.
It's happened to all of us.
Yeah. Who hasn't? Yeah.
Well, thank you, Grammy. Next on the JB Show, your chance to win some crazy cash, $1,000 on the line. We have that keyword for you in just a few minutes. Also, we're going to be talking about Graham's daughter, who has her first crush.
Oh, my gosh.
Those details are next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hold up, Graham. Is Quinny Poo going to be okay with you talking about her crush? Oh.
Okay, first thing, get it straight. It's Quinny Bird. Quinny Bird, not Quinny Poo.
I like to call her Quinny Boo.
Quinny Boo sounds cute.
Yeah.
Oh, it's kind of cute. But yeah, it's Quinny Bird. So my daughter, she is 6 years old. She turned 6 in August. And she came to me and told me, Dad, I have a crush. And she said, I'm not going to tell you who it is. And look, later she let it slip who it was. So I'm not going to use her crush's name in this to protect, you know.
His identity.
Right. I want to protect his identity.
Give him a new name.
Because we know how girls are. They find out somebody likes a guy and then they all try to steal that guy.
Yeah.
Get attention from him.
I know how you ladies
operate. Yeah, we don't want that happening to Quinn.
So the first thing she said was, and look, I'm not ready for any of this. And I don't think any girl dad ever is. But I was happy that she felt comfortable confiding in me. I thought she would have taken this to mom first, but she did not, because I later brought it up to Kate. I was like, did you hear? Quinn's got a legit crush. And Kate had no idea.
She didn't tell her at all?
So I was the first one. So that made me feel kind of special. God. But at the same time, I'm still pissed. So she said, Dad, I have a crush. And I said, you're too young to have a crush. And she said, Dad, don't worry. And mainly the reason she said not to worry was because she said he is a 49ers and a Giants fan, Dad.
She said,
Dad, you don't have to worry. He wears Niners jerseys and like Giants socks like every single day. So you don't have to worry, Dad. And I said, well, that's great. I'm happy, you know, I'm happy about that. But I said, I'm still going to have to beat him up. And she said, my daughter Quinn, again, who's 6, said, I don't think you could, Dad. He is pretty strong.
Oh, my God.
And I said, now just hold on a second. I'm pretty sure I can smash this pipsqueak.
She's serious about this one.
She's very serious and very protective. Like, she was very protective that I implied that, like, he's physically weak.
Wow.
Now, look, I saw him later at the park after school, and she pointed him out. She said, Dad, that's my crush right over there. And he was standing over there, like, with his parents, and she said, do you want to go over there and talk to him? I said, no, I don't.
She wanted you to meet the kid's parents?
Yes, already. It's too soon. But I said, look, I mean, come on.
Beat him up?
Yeah, I could definitely beat him up.
What about his dad? Know. Did you see what his parents look like?
His dad, I'm not going to lie, bigger than me.
So maybe don't beat up the kid.
Right. I didn't want to. Part of the reason I didn't want to go problems. Over there and start laying down the law. His dad looked like he was a lot tougher than me. But guys,
handle this? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, where do I go from here? Because I'm not ready for this. One, and I mean, we all had a crush when we were that age, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I definitely was not telling.
She sounded so serious about this, because even after all the talk and the banter, and like, she knows I'm joking around about beating him up. I mean, mildly joking. And she said, you know what, Dad, but I think we would be a really good match.
Oh my God, how does she even know?
Like, this is Love is Blind. This is, like, adult talk she's now giving me. She's 6.
Has she been watching Love is Blind with you guys?
No. And she's telling me that she thinks they would be a great match. She's 6.
Is he the same age as her?
Yes.
Same grade?
Mm-hmm.
Are they in the same class?
I can't tell. To protect the identity. Oh.
Okay, no, that's right.
This kid.
I like him for her.
I do too.
I did.
I'm shipping them.
Me too.
I caught one look at him and I didn't like what I saw.
What was your wife's reaction?
Well, she was as, you know, kind of as floored as I was about that. I mean, I think she was surprised that I was the first one to hear about the crush.
I mean, the good news is Quinn is so young that you just have, I mean, as a pair, you just kind of go along with it and play along with it and have fun. And then couple weeks later, she no longer likes the kid.
Yeah, but what if he's showing up on my door? You know, what if he's showing up there to take her on a date? And he's like out there smoking cigarettes, you know, and smashes a beer bottle in the driveway and then they peel out in some cool car.
That's a good point. And he's like cussing and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know you can't make her pick because she'll pick him.
Over you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Anyways.
You have to tread very carefully.
I'm just not ready for it. I'm not ready for any of this. Selena, do you remember? Well, no, you don't have a daughter anymore. I forgot.
No, not allowed to talk about her at this time. No.
Just like.
Yes. What daughter?
Yeah, never mind.
But if I did, yeah, she would have gone through the same thing.
Uh-huh.
And
any advice for me?
Like I said, you just kind of have to just go along with it. Yeah. I mean, it helps to take like the humorous approach and kind of like playfully like tease her about it. And like, don't be like upset. You know what I mean? It's natural.
But don't bring it up too much. I think you can only talk about it when she brings it up. Because clearly she felt comfortable bringing it up to you. But then when she thinks that you're like getting too much in her business.
Well, it depends how you're doing it. If you're just like having fun and like playfully like teasing her. Like I still, if I had a daughter, I would still be bringing up her childhood crushes.
What am I allowed to.
In a jokey way.
When she's having just, you know, sort of a. Epic meltdown, as she does from time to time. Am I allowed to say, I'm going to record this and show it to your crush at school?
I don't know.
I love that as a threat. Yes.
Am I allowed
don't
to
Don't actually
that?
Do it, but I think you can throw that out there.
Okay. Just asking.
That's some good ammo to have.
She can be a very strong-willed young lady, if you will.
Like, sometimes so-and-so think of you throwing yourself onto the floor like this. Uh-huh,
exactly. I mean, I'll use every tool at my disposal.
No, right. Don't do it. She won't tell you anymore.
But are you,
that's a good point. I want to be in the loop.
Are we opening up the talkbacks? I mean, they're always open, but if any parent does have any advice or a different approach on how Graham should handle things.
Yeah.
You can leave a talkback. You can leave
just,
a talkback.
Or just commiserate.
On the iHeart radio app.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show crew. This is Paul coming from San Angelo. First day back. Came back from vacation. I was out in Cancun all last week. Your boy is struggling. Anyway, happy Monday. Have a good day.
Oh my God, that first day back to reality after vacation sucks.
When do we get to go on vacation again?
How many weeks until?
Oh, I think seven.
Until Christmas vacation.
I was thinking we're on Thanksgiving.
People hate
first.
When we take a day off, so let's not even bring that up.
Yeah, it's not a thing.
Hi, my name is Reza. I love this JV show, and this is my talk back. Then, none of them. 49ers.
That's adorable. I love that.
It's adorable, but it's just a sad. Niner fans were all depressed today.
I tried to find the Fred Warner video. You said his foot was on backwards. I can't, like, can somebody send this to me?
You can't find that? They only showed on the live broadcast, they only showed it once, and even they were like, Jim Nance and Tony Romo were like, that's all we feel like we should be able to show.
It's like every clip I've clicked on doesn't show anything.
Oh, really? I feel so bad for Fred Warner. I mean, and it's like his own teammate rolled up on his leg, kind of, you know. It was just one of those, like, freak things. But, of course, in this Niner season, everybody gets hurt.
Yeah.
We're cooked.
Yeah, let's move on from that. Get your mind off of it, Graham. But I wanted to share with you guys what I saw yesterday. So I'm driving on 101. I saw a car that was pulled over on the side of the road, right? And I was curious because I thought it was the reason for why there was a bit of traffic buildup. And maybe it was, but what I saw was not a man changing, you know, his tire, not a man like with his emergency lights on or any of that. It was a man that was going number one right outside his car in broad daylight, you guys, with a ton of cars passing by on 101.
Ew.
Like, wouldn't you at least want to pull over somewhere where there's like a bush or a tree or somewhere where you could hide behind?
He's standing on the other side of his car?
He was standing on the other side of his car, but you could still see.
He wasn't aiming it towards the road.
But you could still see because he didn't have like a door open to block him or any of that. And at first I was like, I thought he was just standing out there. But then I look and I could see underneath his car. So I could see the stance, right? I could see the stance of his legs just like.
I think that's only okay if you're like a child. Like, it's always like funny when you see a family that's pulled over and their son is out there. You know, that's different. But as an adult, I feel, Graham, wouldn't you want a little more privacy?
Of course, plus the stage fright. It's hard to go. If there's a lot of eyes potentially on you, Yeah, the stage fright is real.
But what do you do? Because if you really, really gotta go, are you going in your pants?
No,
of course not.
But I'm like, if traffic is building up, though, is there an exit nearby? Like, I'm taking an exit. Like, I feel like I would never get to the point where, like, I have to pull over on this side of the highway. I'm looking for an exit. And even if there isn't, a restaurant or something where I can use their bathroom, there's going to be a more secluded location off that exit. I think everybody, everybody's done that. You ladies have never done it. Have you ever done a side of the road before?
Yes.
Really?
I was going to say, there's been times where it's like, you can't even wait until the exit.
Somebody sent me a DM the other day of somebody doing this on the Bay Bridge, a lady.
No!
On the bridge?
Yes, on the bridge.
Oh, that's worse.
That was definitely worse.
I hope she wasn't like the reason like traffic was stopping. Maybe she was already stopped in traffic.
No, the cars were moving in the other lane, so they had to stop traffic for that.
Oh my God.
There's no shoulder to pull over on that section of the span of the bridge.
See, that's worse though on the bridge. That's worse. Because if you have to go, like, I feel like you either have to have the bladder of steel that can make it all the way, or you're going.
Because if you're in dead stop traffic and you're like, there's no way I'm going to make it to the exit, then okay.
Right. If traffic was already stopped, I give you a bit more of a pass. The reason traffic is stopping. Right. You have to pull over and go.
And if traffic is moving, you can make it to the next exit. Like, you can. Right. You made it this far, you can make it another 2 minutes to the next exit.
But if there is traffic, like, just already built up, what do you do? Because if you're not really moving, so you can't make it to the next area.
You look for that empty water bottle in your car.
See, but that's not really an option for everybody.
Then you, like,
you were asking me what I would do, and that's what I would do.
True.
I wish it were that easy. I got it. Diapers.
Yeah.
That's always your solution.
I commute every day in a pair myself just in case, to be safe.
Just in case.
Just to be safe.
Okay. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Monday, guys. It's Edgar without the haircut. First of all, Raiders. Mm. And second, Graham, got to give you props. As a fellow gambler, we always need little tips. You know what I'm talking about, ladies? You know what I'm talking about. And I used a couple of Graham's picks, prize picks, and I added a couple of my own. And with a $180 bet, I hit all four. I'll let Graham tell you how much I won.
Whoa, how much?
So Edgar, our buddy Edgar there, slid into my DMs with a screenshot of his win there.
$810.
Oh my God. He won yesterday on Prize Picks, and I gave out my picks on Friday. Hit on two out of three of those, and he put the two that he liked the best, and those were the two that hit, into his lineup, and boom, he paired that with a couple other picks, like you said.
Wow.
$810.
I would love that for me.
I won $140 yesterday. I felt good about that. That softened the blow from the Niners loss just slightly, but too shabby.
Jess, you were talking about driving on 101 yesterday, and there's a bunch of traffic. It's bumper to bumper. You finally get to the front of it, and there's a guy pulled over just going number one.
Just going number one.
Not on the side of the freeway. No big deal.
Jess wanted to send a comment on the guy urinating beside his car in traffic jams. Did you guys know that if someone is caught, male or female, with doing that particular action and there's a child around, a parent or anybody can call and say, my child saw that, and they get charges and they become a sexual predator and have to register. Crazy, huh? But it happens.
Oh my God. Well, that makes sense. I wouldn't want my kids seeing that.
You guys know that I've mentioned this before, but I was cited when I was younger for a UIP.
You were urinating in public. Oh my God. So you couldn't go to your schools?
At UCSB, and it was a very expensive ticket too. Like the drunk in public, whatever, that was nothing. The urinating one in public, it was $320 or something, and that's big money when you're a freshman in college. That was all my...
But you didn't have to register anywhere.
I did not, but they always warned you, and I don't know if that was true, that if you got multiple of those, then yes, you would, in fact...
It would be like some indecent exposure or something,
yes, you could
right?
be facing some more serious charges. So after that,
you tightened up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I was very careful. I could hold it for weeks if I had to.
No, you could not. All right. Do opposites really attract?
Yeah. First, I want to know what you guys think, and maybe we can talk about how it applies like individually to our own relationships. Do you think that opposites really do attract?
Yes.
Yes.
And I would have to agree with that as well.
I mean, to an extent. To an extent.
Yeah. I think me and my man are very different.
I think a lot of times when you see two personalities of the same, you kind of wonder how they even, you know.
Hey, how do you guys get anything
done?
Yeah.
How do they get along?
Right.
You know, so I have seen personally in my relationship and a lot of my friends' relationships that there is like one person who's the more chill person. There's the other person who's a little bit more like outspoken. So it's kind of interesting to see like how relationships work out that way, because I do agree. Opposites really attract.
Graham, I feel like you and your wife are kind of more like the same.
I think we have a lot in common, which I think is what leads to us having such a successful marriage and relationship. But I also think we are very different about a lot of things. I mean, just off the top of my head, the one thing that I know we are different on, and it's good for us to be different in this. Like if we're trying to, I don't know, book a vacation, for example. I'm the guy that's like, well, let me go research and then I'm going to read the thing. And then Kate's like, let's just book it. You know, like she'll just, you know, we're going to book it and then just select that. She doesn't like the, you know, the, oh, well, what does this person say? And what is it? And I'm that person.
I'm that person in my relationship too.
Kate is a let's get it done kind of person. And we need that in our relationship because I get stuck in analysis paralysis and we'd probably never go on vacation if using that example or whatever the thing may be. I'm not as, she's decisive and I need that because I'm not a great decision maker.
Yeah.
So it's opposites attracting and I think we need it.
I think that works at least a lot of relationships, because you have the other person that like balances you out in certain areas and you do the same for that person. Or like in my case, my husband, he is like not afraid to try new things, doesn't care what anybody else thinks. And I'm like, I can't even go online and read comments sometimes. I'm so scared of what somebody's going to say. And he's like, who cares? You know, so he's like helping me in that area.
Yeah.
You know, we're very different when it comes to a lot of things, actually, but it works.
Yeah, I completely agree there. I feel like it almost even helps you when your partner is a little bit different in some ways, because like for me, my fiance is very type A. His time management skills are on point. He is always like, okay, he's great with timing things out. He's great at planning things. He can do all of that. And on the other hand, with me, I'm the type that's like, let's just go with the flow. Like, I'll get there.
Chill. It's fine. Doesn't matter we're 20 minutes late.
He has helped me out so much with helping me manage my time a lot better. And according to a new study, 65% of Americans do think opposites attract and that the theory applies to them and their partner. So a lot of introverts will sometimes end up with an extrovert, and that kind of helps them, like you said, Selena, kind of you get out of your shell a little bit more.
I would not want to be with somebody who is just like me. Like,
I could date me. I'm pretty awesome.
But like, if I was dating me, we would just be watching Netflix. Like, we wouldn't get anything done. Like, no.
However, though, don't you think that in some instances it can cause problems? Like, if there is one person in the relationship that is an extrovert and wants to be out, like, partying, mingling with everybody, not even in a bad way, but just, you know, mingling around. And then there's one that just likes to stay home all the time.
But then that person helps get you out of your shell and forces you to be a little more social. I don't know. I always think there are, in the opposites attract realm, you're envious sometimes of qualities other people have and that you're lacking. And so it's attractive to you because you're like, man, they have those things, you know, those qualities. And even just in regular friendships, not even relationships, you know, it's like, oh man, they really embody all these things that I kind of wish that I, you know, had in myself. But I think there are instances where there are opposites that are true opposites. Like, could you date somebody that had exact opposite political beliefs in you? In my mind, that could be pretty tough, given today's landscape. I know a friend from college, I don't want to say who, but their person is the exact opposite of them. I think they're going through a divorce right now.
Ooh.
Like, I just don't think, like, there's some stuff like that that would be, when there are some real opposites, there's some stuff like, I like to stay in, they like to go out a little more. Like, yeah, that's cute stuff. There are some true opposites about different ways that you know, in finances or how you want to raise your kids and different things that are like your core ideals and stuff like that. I don't think opposites attract in that realm.
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Right. Don't you think it's kind of interesting, though, that when you are looking for a partner, you focus more on the things that you do have in common versus...
Because you still want somebody with the same, like, values as you. You know what I mean? But you don't want to be, like, dating yourself.
Right.
I think at the end of the day...
Some people do.
Yeah,
Graham.
But I think you have more in common than you do being total opposites.
Yeah, no,
you know
that's
what I mean? I think
true.
You have more shared values and shared things.
That is true.
Right.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Kylie Jenner is being blasted for her latest promo. So she announced her latest Kylie Cosmetics drop. She is bringing back King Kylie, which if you don't know, King Kylie was like her vibe back in 2015 when she had like the color in her hair and she dressed a lot edgier, I guess.
She had her own vibe.
Yeah, yeah. She was King Kylie.
King Kylie.
Yeah. So she dropped this promo video over the weekend where, and you can check it out, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. And she's got like the teal highlights and she's wearing barely any clothes. But what she does have on is like these teeny tiny, you know, black leather pieces. And she's walking down what looks like the hallway of a jail or a prison or something like that. And then she's got these two officers on either side of her. So there's a lot of people who don't like the imagery of this. And they're calling Kylie extremely tone deaf, saying that it made them think of the way people are being ripped away by their families. You know, I'm sorry, from their families by like ICE. Mm. And although not the same thing, here's Kylie being walked down by officers, but she's like, being sexy, like, look at me.
Yeah, it's a vibe.
My leather shorts, yeah.
Everyone, look at my vibe.
And they're just like, Kylie, read the room. Like, now is not the best time to do this.
Yeah. I didn't, that was not what hopped into my mind.
Mine either, but a lot of people had the same thought, and that is what hopped into their mind. They're also, and this is probably accidental, but you guys have probably heard about, like, all the No Kings protests and things, and then King Kylie, they're tying that back to, I think that part is a... I don't think that was done on purpose.
No, it's on... Yeah.
But...
Unintentional consequence.
Still, the King Kylie was already, like,
a thing. Like I said, 2015.
It was already a vibe from 2015.
It was her vibe.
Everyone, look at me vibing down this hallway. I'm, like, vibing.
But, yeah, if you want to go see that promo video, JV Morning Show, like I said, it's on our Instagram story. Did you guys know that Leonardo DiCaprio broke his... 25-year-old girlfriend rule?
Yeah, I heard he's got like a super old one now.
Yeah, she's 27.
Wow. Dude.
I know. And this goes against everything that he believes in. He's been dating this girl named Victoria. And if you don't know, the 25-year-old girlfriend rule before was like once his girl hit 25 years old, that was it. He had to break up with her. She was just like elderly at that point, and Leo wanted nothing to do with anyone over 25. But he's been dating this Victoria girl since 2023, which is like... different for him because she is of old age now. And according to reports, it was actually Leo's mom that made him break his rule. I guess Victoria just created a strong bond with his mom, and his mom likes everything about Victoria. The fact that he, you know, she has her own things going on. She's not just like following him around. And so when she did turn 25, it was actually his mom that was like, stay with her, give her a chance.
Wow.
Interesting.
All right.
I don't think my mom would convince me to stay with somebody that I didn't want to be with.
That's a good point. But do you see them lasting? Probably not.
Not
right?
Really. No. I don't see
Well, she
Leo.
Turns 28. I mean, she's way too far outside the...
I don't see Leo being tied down to anyone for very long. Getting married, I just don't see that for him.
It doesn't appear to be in his nature, given his track record, so...
No,
he'll trade her in at some point for the younger
model.
By the
way, his mom's name, Ermelyn Indenberken.
That's quite the name.
Yeah, that's her name.
Really?
Yeah. Ermelyn Indenberken.
So we found out that DiCaprio, Leo DiCaprio, it was a stage name. No, that's his real name. He wanted, no, never mind. Forget I said that.
Okay. Yeah, take that out of the podcast.
Forget I said that. The stage name was something stupider. Never mind. You know, forget I opened my big mouth. Graham, let's move on to you until I get my facts straight.
All right, a couple of big alerts, you guys. First, major strike alert. Bay Area Kaiser workers could be going on strike as soon as tomorrow. This is a major strike that could affect 31,000 workers in California and Hawaii, including registered nurses, pharmacists, physician assistants, and many other roles. They are potentially going on strike for wage increases, better staffing, and improved retirement benefits. Kaiser says they're committed to reaching an agreement. They're worried about care disruption if all these employees do walk out. Obviously, this is a massive strike that's looming. The JV Show Strike Desk 2025 will be monitoring this situation. We'll see if it happens tomorrow. But, of course, we stand with our workers. And another alert, the Bay Area right now, Jess mentioned this earlier in the weather report, but bracing for our first significant rainfall of the season. Yep. Seems crazy because yesterday was glorious, you guys.
It was
what
nice.
A day. Oh, the sun was shining. Beautiful, warm fall day. Well, winter not just today. Said, hold my beer, because we have a major storm system coming down from the north, a significant rainfall starting after 11 a.m. today. And they're saying parts of the Bay Area could see over an inch of rain that could cause localized flooding and some standing water on roadways. So be especially during the evening commute, everybody drive carefully, because, you know, if there's one thing we know about the Bay Area, two drops of rain and everybody forgets how to handle a motor vehicle.
Yeah,
so just like
mean.
Everybody drive safely, get home safe, please. A little bit of rain might linger into Tuesday, but today it's just going to be like a one day pounding, and then we'll move back to some fall weather later in the week. But this is an inch of rain in a short period of time is a significant amount. So everybody be ready.
All right. Thank you, Grammy. And just to clarify, Leonardo DiCaprio, that is his real name. I got confused because...
How come he's not a Lincoln Burger or whatever you said the name was?
Well, that's his mom's. Maybe his mom never took his dad. I don't know that whole situation. But I got confused because there was also a recent report that his agent wanted him to take a stage name, which was Lenny Williams, remember? But he did not do that.
So when you mentioned that earlier, do you want to leave that in the podcast, or do we take that out too?
Take the whole podcast out of the podcast.
And what's his mom's name again? Irma Linda Linkenberger Flurger? What was it?
Ermelin Inden Birkin.
That's what I said.
Inden Birkin. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Just let me know when our photos are posted.
All right. They're loading now.
So every Monday we bring a picture from our weekend. I told you guys that my son turned 5 over the weekend. You guys, I was so emotional. I literally, after everyone left our party, we had a party for him on Saturday. Everyone left. I'm in bed and I just started crying. I was like the biggest baby.
Oh, no. Just the time's going by too fast.
The time's going by too fast. And he's just like the sweetest
really
little thing.
Oh.
No, I actually wasn't really drunk.
Got it.
But yeah, I'm just like, I was so emotional that he's growing up so fast. So this is our photo.
So cute.
Towards the end of the night. He's just the sweetest little boy like I've ever met in my entire life. And
just enjoy the moment.
I grew him. I made him.
Yeah, I'm still shocked at how he turned out so sweet and nice.
I know.
And cute.
So my photo is us right there at the end of the party.
That's really sweet. That's a great picture. All right, mine is a picture of my wife and I, my son Ford. We went to a wedding on Saturday night. Congratulations to Rich and Deborah, as Kate's uncle that was getting married. A super fun wedding. They had a live band at the reception, and this is us during the reception while the music was going on. And my son, I wanted to post this picture because it took, I don't know, about 3 hours to get my son into this button-up shirt, and it was the biggest fight of our entire lives to get him in. And then the kid was a dancing machine while the band was playing. The lead singer was shouting him out, like, look at this guy dancing. You know, like, he had the time of his life, and I was like, you're going to have fun. Just put the dang shirt on, tuck it in. I know you hate it, and you're gonna have fun. You end up having a blast. Again, it was an awesome wedding. So
cute picture.
Love it.
Mine is me and my fiance Ruben. We were at a family party, you guys. So my aunt had asked me to help take pictures at the church, right? Because it was my cousin's quinceañera. When I tell you that I got there and I was freaking out because I forgot that the lighting at church sometimes is not the best. So I get there, I'm ready to help out with pictures, and then I was like, oh my God, this is going to be like the hardest thing for me to do is get good pictures in this lighting.
Of yourself or of other people?
Yeah, they're all just selfies of her.
Yeah, look at me. Yeah, the lighting not great. Felt cute, might delete.
Didn't get any good selfies. No, but when I tell you that I don't think I have ever been that sweaty before, I was so sweaty in church.
Yeah, I see the stains
on
your dress.
Trying to get pictures. Oh my gosh. I got out of there. I hadn't ate yet. So I was ready to faint after that. It was so bad.
Are ring lights allowed in there? Would that have been weird?
I think that would have been weird.
Sky
and
Daddy
I think
doesn't
even
care about that. He likes a good, like, you know, light beaming down on people,
that's
right?
True.
I thought that was part of his whole aura.
Yeah. That's only when he does it, though.
Oh.
You know,
you don't want to
artificial
outshine
white lighting. No.
Light jokes.
Hang on, let me.
But it turned out to be a great family party. A lot of fun.
I love it. So go check out all of our photos, JV Morning Show. And while I'm there on our account, can we really quick mention our wig snatching competition?
Oh, yeah.
Because we posted.
I can't believe I didn't make it to the final round of this.
I know.
BS.
So me I too. Beat Graham in round one. And then so over the weekend, we posted round two. It was me and Jess.
Oh my gosh, Selena, how and are you I so good Jess. At this?
I don't know.
How many wigs have you snatched in the past?
Zero, except for Graham's, you know, 5 seconds before that.
In real life, have you ever, you know, gone at another lady's hair?
No.
Wig or otherwise or real?
No.
You've never pulled some hair before?
No.
And tried to scratch some lady's eye out?
No.
Jess, you ever grabbed some hair before?
No, I'm a
wow,
woman.
Have you guys not lived before?
I don't like fights. I am not
I don't either.
A confrontational person.
I'm really not either.
Me neither. Yeah, neither.
But you've been in fights before, Graham.
Not really. I've
really?
Broken up a gazillion fights.
As a bartender.
As a bartender. I hopped over that bar and
Graham,
choked out people left and right. But yeah.
A lot of people voted that they want to see me and you do a wig snatch off now.
I wouldn't yes! even be close.
Yes. But if you want to go see those first two rounds and see me just totally dominate these Dang. Two dill holes here, JV Morning
Congrats
Show
to you.
Is on our Instagram. Thank you, Graham. Do you really mean that?
Not really.
Wow.
But you won.
Thank you.
Yeah, you won.
Fair and square. There's the evidence.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Eddie Seth from Water Creek. But oh no, our Niners didn't win. But some good news. You guys, I've joined the Croc family. Jess, Selena, I have Crocs. Oh my gosh. So Matt Daddy got me some 49er Crocs. Nah, I'm playing. Nah, I mean, yeah.
And Seti said, posted them on Twitter and tagged me in it.
Are
and
these
I saw
the ones
the
that
Niners
we talked
Crocs.
About a few weeks back?
Ooh, the NFL collection.
Yeah, I think they're cute.
Except that they're Crocs.
I know. It means they're extra comfy.
Even and them being Niners themed doesn't save it in my mind.
No.
What?
Nope.
I like them. Good
I'm
for
here.
You.
Welcome.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen these pictures that Hillary Clinton posted?
Yeah.
Jess, I know you have.
No.
So Hillary Clinton, I guess, you know, it was her and Bill's 50th
like,
wedding
guys are following
anniversary.
Hillary Clinton?
No.
How were you seeing Hillary Clinton pictures?
Because when she posted them, people started talking.
Okay.
That's why. So you can go see them at JV Morning Show on our Instagram story. She posted like these throwback pictures and they were like way, way, way younger. And everyone's seeing young Hillary Clinton for the first time. A lot of people think she looks like Sydney Sweeney. We have a side-by-side on our story. There's another picture where she looks exactly like Sabrina Carpenter.
Now that one.
That
I
one
agree
is
with.
Spot on.
The Sydney Sweeney one, I mean, I can see it. I mean, if you
True.
Told me they were sisters, I'd be like, yeah, okay, I
yeah,
can see it.
Yeah, maybe. But the Sabrina one.
Dude, I can also see that
yeah.
one.
Isn't that crazy?
Which is weird because I don't think of Sabrina Carpenter and Sydney Sweeney looking anything alike, really.
Not at all.
Right.
But I can definitely see it.
Isn't that interesting?
There's a resemblance.
Yeah.
When did Hillary Clinton ditch having like the long like hair and then go to the short hair and pantsuits? Like it's very different than like the Hillary Clinton that we all picture.
Yeah.
Right.
That we know.
Yeah. I guess once you find a hairstyle you're like, you know, this is it. You just stick with it.
But that one should never be it.
Right, but for her, you know, maybe she thought
that Is there one. An age when all ladies go to the short haircut? I feel like there is.
There is. I just don't know what that age is. But there is one.
Got it.
Everyone does it.
Yeah.
I hope I don't. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm only 26 and a half. I've got a long ways to go anyways.
That's a real fear of Kate's because she's like, someday, you know, it happens. Every lady goes to that shorter haircut and she's like, I've heard you say on the air how much you don't like the short haircut and you make fun of, you know, when Katy Perry cut her hair short. And someday I'm going to have that. She has like a real insecurity about it. I'm like, I'm sure you will look great. Not as great as you used to look with longer hair, but I'm sure you will look fantastic.
But I guess the real question is, how short will she go? Because is she going to go
Katy
Perry
gonna go
short?
Full pixie cut? No.
There's an age where every lady does, don't they?
Every lady goes pixie cut? No.
Like when you get a lot older, they all do it at some point.
Pixie cut, great, full gray pixie.
Yeah.
Full gray pixie?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. A lot of ladies have
no.
that. Yeah.
Yep. No. Just not, buckle not, up, you Selena. Can't say every woman.
You'll get there, Selena.
Not all of them, but a lot. There's a lot. It's a lot more common. You'll get there someday, Selena.
Yeah.
Maybe like 4 or 5
we'll
more
have
years.
This podcast.
What? I'm only 26 and a half.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Sure, sure, sure.
We'll have this podcast to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All right. Thank you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.